Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1191. President Biden signed the $95 billion national security package into law, overcoming months of opposition and infighting from Republicans in Congress. The package includes $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and humanitarian relief in Gaza, and $8 billion for security in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. Biden said the package is going to make the world safer, and it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it. He also said shipments to Ukraine would start in the next few hours. The Pentagon said it would rush the first $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, which includes more than 20 different types of weapons and military equipment. Meanwhile, Biden also signed legislation forcing TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance to divest from its U.S. operations or face a nationwide ban. U.S. officials and lawmakers have cited national security concerns over TikTok's ownership structure, which they say could allow the Chinese government to obtain U.S. user data or influence content on the app with its algorithms, including interfering in American elections. ByteDance now has 270 days to sell TikTok, though Biden can extend the deadline by another 90 days if he determines the company has made progress toward a sale. It's the first time the U.S. has passed a law that could ban a social media platform. TikTok's CEO, meanwhile, said, "Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere." Moving on, the Arizona House repealed a Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions 2 weeks after the state's Supreme Court upheld the 1864 law. Three Arizona House Republicans joined Democrats in repealing the law, which made abortion a felony punishable by 2 to 5 years in prison for anyone who performs or helps a woman obtain one. The measure now heads to the state Senate, and then Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs would need to sign it to reinstate a 2022 law which permitted abortions through the 15th week of pregnancy. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court appeared divided over whether Idaho's abortion ban is constitutional. Idaho's Defense of Life Act prohibits nearly all abortions, with exceptions for reported cases of rape or incest, or when necessary to prevent the death of the pregnant woman. The Biden administration, however, sued the state, arguing that the law conflicts with the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act of 1986, which requires emergency rooms that receive Medicare funding to offer stabilizing treatment to all patients whose health is in jeopardy, regardless of the patient's ability to pay. The court's conservative majority framed the case as federal overreach into state power, while the court's liberal justices focused on medical emergencies that were not covered by the limited life of the woman exemption in Idaho's ban. A decision is expected by the end of June. And finally, Donald Trump, Mark Meadows, and Rudy Giuliani were named as unindicted co-conspirators in the Michigan Attorney General's case against the state's 15 fake electors in the 2020 election. Prosecutors believe the three participated in the scheme to commit forgery by attempting to replace Michigan's electoral votes for Biden with electoral votes for Trump at the certification of the vote on January 6th. It is unclear what kind of legal jeopardy that Trump, Meadows, and Giuliani face in Michigan. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.